You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
There's just no one else to pick up the slack.
Yeah, no one.
It really stresses me out. Mm-hmm. Like, I leave a plate in the sink. So there's been a couple of times that I'll leave a plate in the sink and maybe go to my friend's house because I'm in a rush, mm-hmm. and I'll come back the next day. And when I get back, the plate is still there. And I'm like,
I proper know this.
And I'm why actually angry. There? Like, yeah. Yeah. Why did no one wash the plate? You. Even the spirits that keep me up at night. The stupid the jacket in the corner of the room that looks like a man when I turn off the light. It couldn't wake up and wash the fucking plate. Somebody needs to just chip in, for goodness sake. It's getting too much.
Yeah, no, it is a lot. It is a lot. Do you know what I've even kind of resorted to at my house? So I don't, the toilet seat's actually up and I just squat quickly.
So you don't have to clean it?
No, it's just it's easier. Because you don't, yeah, I'm like, it's not dirty.
No, you're taking yeah. the piss.
So when I lift it up, it's always clean.
I just breathed because I didn't know how to say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
What goes up must come down. Nice to see you, to see you. Nice.
That's exactly what we're giving. Why are we giving Bruce Forsyth? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think yeah. so.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Straight from Barkingside.
Do you remember that show? What was it called? And they used to pull the wheel.
Wheel of Fortune.
Was it Wheel of Fortune?
And that's the only show I know of a wheel, I think.
No, it was the Bruce. He had a show. It was on like on Saturday night. And they'll pull the wheel and he said... And if you land on like 100, you get like, I don't know, £1,000 or something.
It sounds like, I don't know game shows. I'm really bad with game shows. Yeah.
I used to love that.
You used to watch game shows?
On a Saturday evening, yeah. After shopping.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was forced watching, but that represents such a dark time for me.
Why?
I hated game shows.
Oh.
And I was forced to watch them with my family.
Oh, on a Saturday.
I hated them, hated them.
Hated I used
them.
To like them.
And Street, I was after shopping.
Yeah, Ant and Dec Saturday takeaway night.
I that was the only one I liked.
They brought it back in recent years. I'm like, why?
Who's watching
my mum was watching it and I was like, you oh, really? Still watch this?
Well, you know, they love game shows.
Yeah.
My mum, I feel like she spends her life on Challenge TV. I think that's the channel, right? Challenge TV. And now my siblings, now that they have kids, have all been recruited
Saturday
into
night.
The
oh,
game show
my
crew.
Gosh.
It's crazy.
What's the wheel out here on a Saturday?
Before we forget, I'm Fola.
I'm Rakia.
And welcome back. Episode 30, I think.
Woohoo.
30, right?
Yep.
Of
Wait, am I toxic? Yeah, we haven't done that in a very long time.
Very long time. I even felt more pathetic doing it than usual.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not gonna lie, I'm just like really unbothered about everything today.
Yeah, same.
I started my period.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know. So I literally feel like 6 months pregnant.
Oh.
Do you know what? Today I was like changing my pad and I was like, I can't believe that like I'm on my period. Like I just feel like
what do you mean that women have to go through this?
Yeah, when I looked at the pad, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm bleeding.
I'm bleeding. Like, and I have to just continue by
my
day and wear this contraption to catch the blood.
Yeah, like I woke up this morning and I was like, do you know, it's funny because the night that you start your period, something doesn't feel quite right. So I woke up and I feel like I've wet myself.
Oh.
Then I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
My period.
And, ugh,
but lucky, absolutely. It wasn't too heavy, so I didn't like leak or anything. But
that's good.
Yeah, I'm just on my period.
First day is awful.
I know,
that's enough of a reason.
Yeah. I don't even want my clothes to like touch my skin. You know, you just want to feel
get you.
I've literally worn these for the second day.
Really?
These linen trousers, yeah.
What?
Because I just don't want anything
if it
to
works,
touch my
it
body.
Works. Yeah. Yeah.
I just feel free.
But so wait, this is your first day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You got like maybe 2 more days till it comes down,
yeah.
I guess.
My period is really quick actually.
Oh, that's good.
For some reason. But yeah, no, it's fine. I'm all right. I was on the train today and some woman definitely felt sorry for me. She tapped me. She was like, oh, hi. Do you want to touch this pole instead? You know, my arm was stretching to try and hold on to the train. Because I'm so short. Like, my arm was literally extended to full capacity. I'm even shuttling it off right here. Because dead. I was stretching.
Swinging from the shoulders.
Yeah. And then when she got off, she was like, you can try this pole.
Bless her. She's giving you all the different all options. The all the child-friendly options.
You're the child-friendly. It's funny because some guy got up and I was like, I'm sitting there. Some people are fast. It's like, yeah, I was on this train before those. You and you have the cheek to dive into that chair.
I'm one of those.
So people. I was that person, you know, when you're diving to sit down before everyone's got off.
Yeah.
I hate people like that. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to do what you've got to do.
I got to do what I got to do.
Sorry, when I want a seat, I want a seat.
And also, I have a bad knee. And I wish I could wear a badge. Be like, I've got a bad knee.
You think people don't get up for pregnant people. You think they're going to get up for you and your knee. If you were able to walk on the train, you could definitely stand on it.
Do you know, like, even like 2 weeks ago, there was a woman with like a knee support on. She was standing up in front of me. But I thought, love, I got a bad knee too. But like,
I just, not so bad. You need knee support.
I don't need, well, I do. But like, I've got a bad knee too.
Do you know how funny that is?
I must have looked like such
how
a bitch.
How dare you, yeah.
She's literally right in front of
no,
me.
No, that's ridiculous. Okay, you're wicked.
But I've got bad knee too.
Yeah, but you don't have a cast. You're clearly fine.
You're struggle clearly Olympics. Right. We don't want to do this.
No, no, no. Don't. How dare you? You said struggling. You're actually mad.
I've got bad knee.
She's fully got a cast. She's obviously got a worse knee than you.
I'm that's not going to lie. I actually didn't get up.
Oh, no.
No, my knee was hurting.
No, you're taking
the... So I should suffer?
Yes.
Stand on one leg.
Her suffering would definitely be worse. Well, to be fair, I guess she's got the cast. That's the support that she needs.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You know, I actually considered that thought. Maybe she needs to strengthen it.
You're sick. The fact that your thoughts went this deep. That's how I know you're sick.
You know, I felt bad. That's why. So I just made it.
Not bad enough to get up. All the hypotheses.
Yeah. But yeah, feeling very unbothered, to be honest.
Womp, womp, womp.
How about you?
It's giving this week ate me up again.
Yeah.
Let's not go back into that dark hole.
Yeah, no, no.
It's
no.
been a while.
It hasn't eaten me up. I just don't care about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I get you. Just blah.
Yeah, just a bit blah. But yeah, nothing really.
I feel similar.
Going on. You're tired, aren't you?
I'm really tired. I don't feel unbothered about things. I feel too tired to do anything.
Okay.
So I just want to rest. Like, I'm happy. I'm actually in a good mood. But I feel like I need a day to just lay in bed, Netflix, have no obligations. I always say this, then I never end up doing that because I don't actually like staying in bed all day. But I need like 2 hours, basically. To watch
2 hours?
On Netflix. Yeah, just rest and feel like I've got absolutely nothing to do. I'm just tired.
You can make it happen.
Yeah.
It's out here.
It's, well, I don't know when I can make it happen, to be honest with you. But first world problems, isn't it? Because it's not like I'm tired because of bad things. Like, I'm running around preparing for a holiday.
Exactly. You're partying.
I already did.
Follow party 3 days in a row.
Last weekend.
You're a crazy lady,
I'm 19 years old. My sister-in-law was like, party animal.
Yeah,
like,
you really are.
I guess. Yeah,
Three days.
3 days in a row.
Oh
and I wasn't even tired. I was fine. Like each day I was like, we go again. But I think it's because I'm not doing mixers at the moment.
Okay.
That has changed my life. So I wasn't supposed to drink at all last weekend, but obviously peer pressure now. She did an episode on it.
She had it on the rocks instead.
I did on the rocks with some lemon juice. And I swear to you, it went down so smoothly. No hangover. And gin in general is my favorite drink because you'll feel the wave temporarily, but it always wears off by the time you're home. It doesn't last too long.
That's true. It's not like wine or Prosecco.
No, it doesn't last too long. So with gin, as long as I don't completely overdo it, no hangovers. So yeah, gin on ice. No sugar, obviously. Well, no sugar. Less sugar meant that my hangover was non-existent the next day. So I was able to go again.
No, Sunday, it was, a good weekend. Did you?
Or maybe it was Saturday. Yeah, Saturday was when I woke up, went to my brother's house, spent the morning there.
Oh.
No, the afternoon there. No, I cleaned. I'm so glad I remembered this. Okay. This is something that's really important to me.
Yeah.
Cleaning. What the hell are we going to do about it? There's so much cleaning and it never ends.
It's never ending, is it? I always feel when I actually get a house, it's like 3 levels.
Look here.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's stressing me out. Like, I've reached a point that I clean one thing and as I finish cleaning it, something else needs to be cleaned. So like, yesterday or 2 days ago, sorry, on the weekend, I did a big clean.
Mm.
The regular stuff. the bath, the toilet, the sink, the this, the that.
Mm-hmm.
Hoovered, all of that's good stuff. But there are things that are like, they need attentive care. Dusting the shelves.
Yeah, and the skirting boards.
The skirting boards. Mm-hmm. Then the next day, I finished all of that. I did all of it. And the next day I was like, shit, the doors. There's like scratches on the doors. Yeah. I had to wash all the doors. Kia, there's six doors in my flat.
Yeah,
I had to be climbing up the wall. And do you know what's so stressful about living alone, yeah? There's just no one else to pick up the slack.
Yeah, no one.
It really stresses me out. Mm-hmm. Like, I leave a plate in the sink. So there's been a couple of times that I'll leave a plate in the sink and maybe go to my friend's house because I'm in a rush and I'll come back the next day. And when I get back, the plate is still there. And I'm like,
I proper know this.
And I'm why actually angry. There? Like, yes. Yes. Why did no one wash the plate?
You.
Even the spirits that keep me up at night. The stupid the jacket in the corner of the room that looks like a man when I turn off the light. It couldn't wake up and wash the fucking plate. Somebody needs to just chip in, for goodness sake. It's getting too much.
Yeah, no, it is a lot. It is a lot. Do you know what I've even kind of resorted to at my house? So I don't, the toilet seat's actually up and I just squat quickly.
So you don't have to clean it?
No, it's just it's easier. Because you don't, yeah, I'm like, it's not dirty.
No, you're taking the piss.
So when I lift it up, it's always clean.
Do you know, but the bathroom for me is one of the easiest places to clean. Like, I don't mind the bathroom.
I love cleaning, though. I want to come to your house.
I used to like cleaning, but it's too much. I like cleaning when it's not everything. Because the fact is, it's literally everything in your house will need to be cleaned. The mirror, the top of the mirror collects dust. Everything, there's a crevice. That there will be dust. Yesterday I looked at the intercom and I was like, there's dust on it. It needs to be cleaned. It never ends.
Do you know what? Maybe treat yourself to a clean. Actually, you know what? Cleaners are actually that.
No, they're not.
Obviously, it's a privilege, of course. But they're not like.
They're not.
I think they like £10 an hour, maybe more. No, maybe more, actually. More.
My brother's got a cleaner. My sister's got a cleaner. When they got cleaners, I was like, you lot are hilarious. You don't think you're nice. Now I'm like, do you know what? Because it's not for the everyday stuff. It's not for cleaning my toilet.
Yeah.
It's for those other things that I don't want to. Dusting, washing the door. I don't want to wash the door. And I was going to actually ask you if you have got some time over the next couple of weeks. Sure. I need to empty out my store cupboards and all of my kitchen cupboards and clean them. And
I'm like, need to help.
Yeah, because my store cupboards are going to be a big job. So I need to.
I was thinking, what do you want to do?
Clean! Help me clean!
All right, yeah.
I've been ranting all week. Put on Instagram on the calendar. And people are definitely thinking I'm a dirty girl. Because I keep complaining. And people keep DMing me like, rah, someone said yesterday, we need to get a GoFundMe for you to get a cleaner because you're doing a lot. I must look like the dirtiest girl alive.
Wait, but you need to stop because you don't know who you got on Instagram, you know?
But you know what? A few guys have been empathizing.
Brownie like, points are down.
Yeah, my bride price is decreasing by the minute.
Got a tight pussy though. Like, I love cleaning.
Don't discount me too quickly. Like, let me be a Stepford wife, please. Yeah, no, I just need someone who's willing to pick up the slack. Like, I'm happy to clean, but I need someone that, like, you've got my back. Like, if I were to go out into the world and have a fight, how your man would be like, oh, I'm going to make sure they don't beat you up. I need that in my house. If the toilet gets dirty,
maybe
I don't
kids, because you just force them, right?
Yeah, I'm from birth.
Because from the age of like maybe 6.
What that sounds like to me is more cleaning for like that's 10
true.
Years.
That's actually true.
Until they can clean too. Oh, yeah,
it's truly.
Trust me, wild.
It is wild.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
The shelves in my bathroom with a little plant pot and a stupid candle
collecting
needs
dust
to be cleaned.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
It's driving me bonkers. And the thing is, do you know what it is? So people that think I'm a dirty girl on Insta, right? Let me just check you quickly. What it is that you lot just do the basic cleaning. You don't think about all these other things. We're probably alerting you to some stuff that you've never thought about cleaning before. Have you thought about dusting that shelf? Where your books are? Have you thought about taking all the books down and dusting it? You probably haven't. But we do.
We do.
It's hard.
We actually
it's
do.
It's really hard. Yeah. Oh, anyway, it's my rant done.
Rant done.
That's been my week.
Do you know what? Since moving out, I've realised, that I'm not actually good at washing up. And I've been really confused. Like, when I've lived with people, like, I'm able to wash up. But now I'm picking up nice. I'm like, oh.
It's dirty.
I'm like, huh? Me? Like, genuinely, I feel like, what's happened? Are my standards
You're probably
dropped?
Getting lazy.
Maybe.
Because I guess when you were at home, that was maybe one of your one of two jobs that you had to do.
Yeah.
So when you do it, you go in.
Yeah.
But when you're rushing around.
Because there's times I've literally grilled my siblings, like, what's wrong? Like, with you? I'm not drinking out of this cup. Wash it again.
There was a time I gave you a dirty cup, and I still think about it till tonight, really? Till today. And I'm like, how did that happen?
Yeah, I guess it just happens. It happens.
Everyone has their off days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't judge yourself too much.
No. I've been a bit like self-conscious about it. I'm like,
self-conscious, you can't wash dishes.
Like, what's wrong with me? No, I need to turn on the light in the kitchen.
I'm so dead. You're saving electricity. You're not looking at the dishes. You can't see them. That was the advice that I gave on Instagram. If you are sick of being in your dirty house, just leave. Then you can't see it anymore.
It's true. It's
and true. Your house doesn't get dirty if you're not there. It's only dusting. So I'm actually going to spend a lot more time out of my house to avoid cleaning.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Toxic tarts.
Yeah.
Let me get this bad boy.
This is how
keep your submissions coming, ladies and gentlemen. Por favor. Anyway, okay. Hi, girls. Really loving the pod. So in the spirit of not being a silent listener, I'm here to submit my toxic thought.
Ooh.
Thank you so much for listening. For literally listening. Recently, I've started thinking about the relationship I have with one of my friends, and I've started to feel a way about her. It feels like I'm always the first person she comes to when she wants a motive, when she needs advice, and when she's bored. But when I reciprocate that energy, she's nowhere to be seen. It could even take her a few days to reply my message. I've been feeling this way and just swallowing it for some time now. But it's gotten to the point that I'm starting to take my revenge on her, maybe subconsciously. I ignore her messages when she's looking for a motive or wants advice for a few days at a time. And I even hope she feels the pain of my air so she knows how it feels. Sounds really horrible now I'm saying it out loud, but I can't lie. It's just the way I feel. SOS, send help.
Okay. So a friend is not Dr. being very Rukia. Nice.
The way you're rubbing your hands is literally like you're about to
it's true.
Examine a patient. Yeah, you said, okay. Rubbing your hands. You can inspect her mind.
Do you know what? I feel like, do I actually have an opinion? Wait, give me a second.
Let's dissect the toxic
thought. I feel like I'm about to say is probably just shit coming out of my mouth.
Let me do sparks think about it. Of the toxic thought.
Yeah, go on.
Her friend, she basically feels like it's one-sided.
Cool.
As far as her friend comes to her when she wants a motive, when she needs advice, and she wants to give, when she tries to reciprocate that energy and give do that back, ask her friend for advice, ask her friend for a motive, her friend airs her. And she's now starting to take revenge on that friend.
Okay.
By, what did you say she was doing?
She ignores her messages.
She ignores her messages back, yeah. And she hopes that she kind of gets a reaction out of her, I guess, in doing that. And she doesn't know what to do.
Okay. Well, do you know what? I guess it maybe depends on the kind of relationship that they had in general. Because some friends, they are just there for moves sometimes.
But she's saying advice as well.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a bit. Go on, you go.
You
I
go.
I need to think about it. I don't know how this one number
that. I say you go.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think, well, I guess the topic here is like feeling like a relationship is one-sided. And not knowing how to navigate that. And I think I've definitely been, I don't think there's anyone in the world who can say they haven't been in that position where they feel like they're putting in lots of effort with someone and that person's not putting in effort back. It's really hurtful.
Yeah, it is.
And it feels really personal. And I get why she's reverting to, I guess, doing reciprocating that energy because that's what people say, right? Give what you're given. Give what you're given. Is it that?
Get what you're given.
Give.
It is.
You know the vibes. You know, I've been so bad with sayings my whole life. But that one sounds like it should make sense.
Get, give what you're given.
Give what you're given. I don't know. There's a more like young way to say it that people say. Match people's energy.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Okay.
You get it.
You know the vibes, yeah. So yeah, that's what even the advice that people give, like match the energy that you receive and all of that good stuff. With matching the energy that you receive, I'm not going to lie, that notion to me sounds like it's coming from a disgruntled place. And so it just doesn't sound like you're being true to yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think especially when you care as well.
You obviously care. Yeah. So if anything, it makes you care even more when you have to actively go out of your way to act in a way that isn't actually natural to you,
mm-hmm.
and wouldn't be your normal way to behave towards that person.
Yeah.
That's a force. It's not right. So as far as that advice for that, match the energy you're given, while it is widespread and something that a lot of people do and advise, I personally don't think that's the right thing to do. But I get in this situation why she's doing that, because sometimes it makes you feel a little bit powerless, where it's like, I guess that person has made it clear to you that they really value your opinion and advice and the fact that you bring them motives. And it's like, you want them to appreciate that. And the only way to make them appreciate it sometimes feels like to take it away.
Yeah.
It's like power play.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get why it's your first go-to, your first instinct to do that. Mm-hmm. But as you are probably aware, it's quite a toxic way to deal with
it. Yeah, and I think maybe the friend is not even aware. Like, some people, like, so selfish. It's a bad thing to be selfish.
Yeah.
You're so selfish, like, maybe the friend feels like she's shit at giving advice.
Yeah,
so maybe she doesn't really... She doesn't really know what to say.
Who knows?
She might put you on a pedestal and be like, oh, you have all the answers and you have the motives and you're the cool person. So
that's actually true. Yeah.
You have the motives. You know what to say when the time's right. But then sometimes you don't know. Remember, I've even said it before sometimes. I feel like, oh, I don't really know how to give advice. Sometimes.
Yeah, you said that.
I feel like, oh, I'm not really good with words. Like, I'll be there for you in person.
Yeah.
But in terms of words, I'm a bit like, yeah, things will get better. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never thought about that. That makes a lot of sense. Because it's true. I think I've been in this position before. Like, I often give people advice.
You do. Yeah, you do.
And I think I have vim for it because I think the words that I share are going to be useful to them.
Yeah.
So I'm passionate about sharing them.
Mm.
But I guess in a situation where I'm not passionate because I don't know what to say, which obviously happens to me too.
Mm.
I am like a bit quieter.
Yeah, sometimes because, you feel like you're going to make, am I going to make it worse?
I'm going to make it worse. And I also really hate the idea of being fake.
Or
like empty words.
Yeah.
Just be like, don't worry, babe.
Yeah. Yeah. I experience that a lot sometimes when like people, you know, somebody's lost somebody and it's like, you don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And sometimes you even avoid saying anything because it's empty words.
Yeah.
Then you look like you don't care.
Exactly.
But you do.
It's like, which is the lesser of two evils? Because saying nothing at all is harmful, but saying the wrong thing is also, you can't get it right.
One of like my closest friends recently, she pulled me up on something and she was like, that was really important to me and you didn't even ask.
Mm.
And I was like, well, I'm really sorry. And it's funny because I actually thought about, what she was talking to me about every single day.
Yeah.
But I just never said anything because I didn't know if it was the right thing to say or do I just want to randomly bring this up?
And I just
never checked in with her.
Yeah.
And it's not because I don't care. It's just because sometimes I'm just a bit lost for words.
Lost for words.
You just don't know what to say.
Yeah. I guess with this, the headline is, in this respect, is more like, maybe it's not personal. Like, maybe it's not that she doesn't care about you or care to give you advice. Maybe she just doesn't rate her own ability to give advice.
Yeah.
With the motives one, I find that one a bit weird. And I get why it's kind of difficult to empathize that one away. Because it's like, okay, you don't have to be the motive man. But if I'm coming to you saying, let's do something, I'm assuming that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't need to be the motive man. I'm just saying that we should do something together.
Mm.
So why would you ignore me in that situation? I get why it's coming across. Like, there is also the option that she actually is just using you. When it's convenient, which, as you said, as people, human beings, we're selfish. It's kind of our natural saying. It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
And I also think there's levels to the way that we're selfish and like the versions of our selfishness that are acceptable.
Mm.
I expect the acceptable level of selfish to me is like you put yourself first. So not selfish in the traditional sense of like you should help or you should, you know, offer assistance in some way. But you don't because you don't want to. That's not the kind of selfish that I think is acceptable.
Mm.
And this sounds more like it's tending towards the latter. It's like, you're not sacrificing yourself in being there for your friend or being willing to go out with your friend. So why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I don't get that. It's giving kind of mean vibes. Well, I was thinking, sometimes, you know, when like someone you don't really care about gives up and it's like, ugh. Phew.
What do you mean?
So you don't feel like a bad person. Like, for example, she started to ignore that friend.
Yes.
But the friend might even be a bit relieved.
But why does she keep coming to her for advice and motives then?
maybe in terms of like, I don't know, in terms of maybe like reciprocating the energy. Do you know, maybe, because maybe at this point she doesn't need advice sort of thing. So she's willing to, because she's only reaching out when she needs advice and motives, right?
Yeah.
But maybe she doesn't need it and her friend's airing her. It's like, oh, you have nothing to give me anyway. So even if you're airing me, I don't really care.
No, but she's asked her for advice and she's getting air.
Oh!
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm being so shit.
No, you're not. Don't be
I'm
silly.
Being terrible.
Don't be silly. You're so tough.
I'm being...
Lots going on right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, studio
just fell down. The studio's falling to pieces.
Oh, I'm trying to get my head to get it.
It's the wrong way. Maybe we should just accept it for what it is. Even God's like, shut up.
Shut up. Dropping just things in your head. Shit.
I'll stop it dropping in your head. Mis-centered. So wait. Explain the scenario that would have made sense just so that I can get it. So she's happy.
I told you that, so I was like, you speak air. First, I'm gonna share shit.
Oh. Okay.
So,
yeah.
So you know sometimes in friendships, it's like there's two people. So imagine me, I have a friend called Sarah. Yeah.
Sorry, go on, yeah.
I care about Sarah. Yeah. Like I do love her, but you know, maybe our lives are just a little bit different. And like, you know, I like her, but I don't want to go out of her. Like her motives are not my kind of motives. Yeah. I'm not really interested. But Sarah makes a lot of effort with me.
Yeah.
But I ignore her a lot.
Yeah.
And
so Sarah starts airing me.
Starts airing me. So yeah, sometimes have you ever had where like you go back on a conversation and you're like, oh, they're airing me. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you 100%. Make yourself feel a little bit.
Because
better.
I'm like, we're all airing each other now.
Yeah, and it feels mutual. It's
I
like,
love it. Yeah.
I love that.
When people air me.
Sorry,
honest.
That's what I was
Okay, yeah, that's
But it doesn't make sense for this.
No, that
situation.
Scenario makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah, not for this.
Not for this.
Not quite for this.
Sorry. I just made up my own scenario in my head.
Like, maybe she's happy. It's like, I don't this think she would be.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you know what? I do actually quite despise users, if I'm honest. I've experienced that a lot in friendships, actually. I think, although I personally don't feel like I'm great at giving advice, in a lot of times in my life, even if I cast my mind back to last month, people that I'm not close with will literally reach out to me for support, drain me.
Yeah.
And ghosts.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I give people my all. Like, yeah. I'm even looking for resources and answers and like solutions.
Yeah.
And then once you've got what you need, you ghost. Mm. And you never once checked in whether I had the capacity of if I'm all right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not even a simple bloody thank you.
Yeah. I think it's really hard when you're that kind of lover. Like, I love like that as well. I take my friends' problems as my own. And it kind of hurts when you don't get that back. And it's so difficult because it is your natural setting to love in that way.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've experienced it a lot. I love really hard. And similarly to you, where you're willing to drop anything.
Yeah, it's like, sure.
And show up and be there and be whatever that, do whatever that person needs for them at the time. Like sacrifice yourself in a way that you probably shouldn't even.
Yeah.
You're willing to do
That's
that.
What I feel like. I do resent people a little bit for it, but that's on me. That is really, no one told me to go above and beyond. And like,
I don't expect people
myself.
To go above and beyond for me, for sure. Yeah. But I think just a light, like in heaven.
Seeing as you're willing
love,
to take so much. Surely,
this is my thing.
Common sense.
This is my thing. Because you really, if you're that sort of person that would never show up for someone, I don't take from people what I'm not willing to give them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't go to people for advice that I wouldn't be willing to give advice.
Yeah.
That's just not how I operate. And I think everyone should maintain that energy of, if you're the sort of person that you know how to take, you better know how to give as well. That's the only time it's comfortable for me.
Yeah.
It's the same as money. Like, imagine being that person that's constantly allowing people to pay for things for you, borrowing money or whatever. And when people come to you for assistance, it's ridiculous.
It's happened to me so many times.
Unacceptable.
Don't even get me started.
But in terms of this, your friend, yeah. I think it's just worth a conversation. Like, it's another one of those, I think communication is absolutely everything. Like, and I think if if this is happening when it comes to like you're asking for advice, that's a fantastic place to start the conversation of like, I asked you for advice. I was hurt that you weren't there for me. I was hurt that you didn't give me, you know, the help that I needed in that moment, the support that I needed in that moment. And, you know, you can kind of use that as a segue to get into. And I sometimes feel like, in general, I really put in for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me sad. I've had to have that conversation with a friend of mine before, where I was like, I feel like I pour a lot into you and I don't feel like you match that energy whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And the person was like, you're right. Sorry. And they tried to do better from then on.
Yeah, fair. Even the motives thing as well. Like, you never know what the reason is behind that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, I don't know. I find going out quite interesting. Sometimes there seems to be a particular squad that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes there might be someone who's in quotations a bit more cooler than the other.
Yeah.
So the cool person, it's okay for them to go to like, you know, the sneakier motive. But then the cool girl wouldn't want the sneakier girl to come to her motive because you're cramping the style.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Ouch. Does that make sense? No, yeah, but I've seen it happen before. It's like,
it does happen, for sure.
It does happen, like, even down to maybe, like, looks and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Maybe that she doesn't want you there because you're the buff girl and you might get attention and then they don't get attention. Like,
yeah.
The dynamics in friendship groups are very much like that.
Yeah.
I actually had an ex before and he was like, oh, yeah, my boy doesn't want me to come because obviously I get all the attention. And I was thinking, are you sure?
You?
He doesn't invite me anywhere because he knows, like.
But that's the thing, you know. It's really funny. I love how frank men are with each other. Because do you think it's possible that a woman would ever say that to her?
Can you imagine?
You're going to get all the guys, so you can't come. But the guys, like,
they're quite open.
I was talking to you recently, but he was telling me, we all know the hierarchy. Like, they said they even send the buff one in to reel the girls in. He said they all know their role and they play it.
Man.
Great, we are. I wish we had a bit more of that in us because. Wow. He said,
you ever said to me, I'm going first.
Because I'm going to collect all the guys. And don't worry, girls, just sit pretty. I'm coming back.
Oh my God.
Give me
five. Do you remember that actually happened on The Apprentice before? Where they was doing like a selling task and the girl was like, I think I should go because I'm the most attractive one. Like, yeah, attractive. She's like, let me get the
sales.
I thought
you were going to say she's the best.
No. Person. She said, I'm the most attractive. And then Karen? She one of the
yeah
she was pissed.
I am shook.
Yeah,
she said that.
I remember she said I'm like the most attractive one.
No,
so let me go and I'll do the sales.
Nutter.
Can you imagine?
What a nut job. Can you imagine? On national TV.
Yes.
Wow, she must have been raising a bubble to think she can go out in the world and say that's wild. Well, yeah, that's gonna be me on Saturday though. When do you hear me saying that on Saturday?
Let's trial it.
What? Send people in one by one and see who gets
the I'll be the Jess, I'll be your wingman.
The thing is, it doesn't work like that with guys. Guys will only talk to the person, the buff one. They're not gonna be making friends with the rest of us. They don't give a heck. Oh gosh. But no, I'm not on your side with this one of like explaining away the reasons that she might be using her that aren't personal. I think it sounds personal to me. And I think some people are users. Like some people are literally, they're just wired to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
They're selfish. Like selfishness is such a common trait. So many people are selfish.
It is. Everybody's selfish.
Everyone's selfish.
But I can check myself though.
This is it.
Like sometimes I might be like, oh, I don't want to do that. But it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Just get on with it.
Exactly.
I don't want to.
You just have to get on with it.
You do it.
Yeah. And that's exactly what this. I think it's just, it's too weird for me. The combination of like, you're not available when she wants to talk about her own issues and when she wants to link up and it's not her providing. That's selfish. Because you're looking, you know what? I will say, sorry, to empathize is a lot of people are like this because they're really unfulfilled in themselves.
Mm.
So, you know, when you're not at one with yourself and you kind of need validation from a friend through their advice, like too much maybe. And it's like looking for a hit. So with the motives, it's like, I must go out this Saturday.
Okay.
Who can I help? Who can I help?
Yeah,
and they message everyone. And it's like, who can take me out? And that person's like, oh, I've got a motive for you.
Yeah.
But obviously the other way around, they're still looking for their hit.
Even I think the same applies to advice as well.
Yeah.
If someone's 100%. Going through something, it's like, somebody fill my cup quickly.
Yeah, that's my point.
And then once you're filled, it's like, whew, okay.
Yeah.
Don't need you anymore.
Usually people that's how people see you. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. That's what happens to me a lot. It's like, oh, I'm good now. Right.
And it's usually the most like vulnerable and fragile people because it's kind of a desperacy thing. Like they're so desperate that they just need. So whoever's available, and if you're that person that's always making yourself available, always providing the motive, they're going to come to you a lot.
Exactly. Boy, that will be me this week, boy.
How do you mean?
Because everyone's going on holiday.
Oh, so what? You're going to be missing
a blue class.
Who's going with?
You're right.
They're blue ticks.
How are you? Do you know times like, have you ever had when like, I don't know, three of your friends are away and you literally feel like, I have no friends.
It makes you realize
like, I've got no one.
Yeah. I feel like I've even cried.
Really?
Because I'm like, I'm so lonely. Yeah. I'm all alone. It just feels so personal. Like, I've got no friends. Yeah. I'm actually sorry. I'm not going to lie. I've been thinking about you for this weekend as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm going Kew Gardens on Saturday.
Okay.
And then Sunday, I think I'm going for a drink with a friend.
Who's a friend?
It's a guy, but it's a friend.
Easy.
Trust me, it's a friend. But should I do something risque this weekend?
Like,
I've got no one to answer to. You're not gonna ask you how's my day going?
I'm definitely gonna be asked. Now that you said that. You said I've got no one to answer.
You know, you go MIA. You know when your friend's like, you're right.
And
these times does like crazy
day.
This morning.
Literally. I always know when my friends have done a madness.
Yeah.
They air me for like 12 hours and I'm like,
morning.
She's definitely done madness. Yes, they come back the next day. Sometimes it will be like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, welcome back. I do it too, to be fair. But I feel like people, I don't ever do random antics. I think people know about my antics before I do them.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Do you know what? I don't even have anybody in my life to even be a risk. To have fun antics. With. But, yeah. Who knows, boy?
Let's see what we can take. Now that you've got no competition, you should go to the motive by yourself. It's and be true. Like, boys,
yeah,
I've arrived.
Do you know, I really want to go on Love Island.
Pull them
for
a chat.
I should pull them for a chat.
Yeah. Do you create your own Love Island?
It's true.
I want to go to. No, I don't want to go on Love Island. Do you know what? Every time I watch Love Island, I imagine myself there. Mm. And I'm like, I would have said that.
Really?
Yeah. I would have said this if I was there. And then I imagine myself in the bikini. I'm like, forget it.
Forget you.
Let me go home.
I'm not going to lie, yeah. No one's stepping forward for me on Love Island. Like,
no one's, I was going to say, yeah. Oh, but then I was like,
no,
actually,
they won't.
Yeah, like, no one's stepping forward for anyone.
Nobody would like them on Love Island.
Yeah.
However,
I have to tell jokes before they.
Yeah.
Before they bring the boys in.
Yeah.
They'd have to show them a video of me telling jokes.
I don't mind just being a personality and like,
literally,
give me my cheeky deal.
Let me get my career.
I'll be the nation's sweetheart.
I'm not here for love. Yeah. No, but you'd be the nation's sob story.
Yeah, sob story. Like,
wah, wah, wah. And then that's how you have people in your comments. When you post your PLT, yeah. They'll be like, you're so strong.
Yeah.
You're so strong. Okay,
they've done that to like Liberty, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind being
she's getting
Liberty.
Up. You're so strong. Nah, I hate that. That's not going to be my friend. I can't have that as my friend. This is why I need to go in the circle. I must.
The circle. Do you know what? I would do Big Brother.
Big Brother. Ooh, that one's a little bit too invasive for me, you know.
Really?
They show everything. They show them fighting, picking their bums. Like, yeah, I can't.
Yeah, it's intense. I would prefer that, actually.
I'd way prefer that.
But yeah, trying to be desirable on television. It's even harder my person.
There's not even one person in the villa now that, and it's so interesting how we watch it with such critical eyes. Like every single one of them, I've got something in my mind that's like, you're not perfect. Because
really?
I'm expecting them to be perfect.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
The Ross Clark's cheek.
I was doing that with Met Gala. I was like, ooh, don't like that.
Exactly.
Like that. These times.
Put our critical eye on. It's crazy.
Wearing my linen trousers 2 days in a row.
Literally. God. Don't worry, the pod will get us a deal. Not with PLT. Who do you want to deal with?
Need to cut that bit out.
Why?
Why not PLT?
They're not going to listen. By the time we get the deal, we're going to, you know how these things work? They don't even listen to your content. They're just like, you're popping.
Yeah. True.
And they give you a deal.
No one drag us, man.
Fuck PLT. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, but for real, not PLT. I'm serious about not PLT because
here we go.
I actually am anti the
ruining the office.
I am. Sorry, who's the person that you spoke to at PLT? When's the last time you've heard from someone at PLT?
They're coming.
I'm anti-PLC because of the...
For, no, can you stop?
I'm serious.
They're all unsustainable.
No, no, no. PLC takes it to a whole new level. And it's a lot of them are unsustainable, but I also wouldn't want to deal with them. We're going to do it proper.
Well, we're going our separate ways.
Ourselves. And you know what? That's actually true. You know,
we're breaking
on the
up.
Way here, I had a daydream. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the fact that I want to move abroad. And I was thinking, gosh, what are we going to do? And I thought, do you know what? At that point, maybe we'll have built up our own separate careers.
Wow.
Big enough that
guys,
we can do our own.
You heard it. On the record.
Come on. Is that not what you're working towards? You don't want to.
Well, I'm enjoying this for now.
I'm not saying we're going to.
Maybe stop, like the 150th, stop, yeah.
Don't
kill me. No one to fulfill my singing career.
It's gonna end. See, that's my point. We're gonna have separate dreams. We're gonna have the sit down, the girl band sit down at some point and be like, I wanna go solo.
I wanna go solo. All right, cool.
When you go solo, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna sing.
Are you gonna sing well?
I can sing.
To be honest, you can branch into anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna present. Might do my clothing line with Pretty Little Thing.
Anyway, let's actually give some constructive advice because I feel like we've just been chatting shit.
We've been chatting shit. Right, cool. I think definitely speak to your friend. Definitely.
Excellent advice.
Have the conversation.
Have the chat.
Have the chat.
Be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Open up. She's not going to beat you down. Love each other.
She might do.
Live, laugh. Like... Live, love, laugh. It will actually be wicked. No. In all seriousness though, for real, just stop airing your friend and tell her.
Yeah. And do you know what? I think even airing her, you probably fight with yourself. She might not have noticed.
And that's one of the most painful parts of it. You know when you do these passive aggressive things and the other person's like, okay. Yeah.
Didn't even notice.
Hurts so bad. Talk to her. And you know what? I'm glad we've had this conversation because I'm going to take this advice myself. Like, I feel, not taking things personally. Obviously, we always talk about how important that is. But with regards to like friendships and reciprocity, reciprocity. Jesus Christ. That's right. I've not really applied that logic of not taking it personally. Because it feels really personal.
Yeah, it does feel personal.
Ouch. If you don't, particularly if I'm going through something and I'm talking to my friend about it,
mm-hmm.
and let's say this thing is really deep and they take days to reply, I'll take that personally.
Mm.
Obviously, hours, of course not. You've had your day, you're busy, but days, I'd feel like, ow.
Yeah, it's
you
hard.
Don't care. But
they might do that.
They probably no.
That's
they,
me.
Of course they care.
Yeah.
Of course they
care. I'm literally airing like my closest friend. She messaged me 4-minute voice note on Sunday. I've listened to half of it and I thought about what she said.
Yeah.
And I haven't got back to it yet.
That's always how it goes.
But
know?
Like I care, I think about
I always think about things and don't say my sister called me on Thursday and I think about her every day. And haven't called back. Every blessed sometimes. Day, I'm like, need to call her back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she's all right.
It's just one of those things.
Nothing
sometimes.
In life is personal. It's really not.
What are those things?
But yeah, please have that conversation. Tell us how it goes. Because we're hoping that this invaluable advice, obviously, that we've given you changes your life.
So sorry.
Really sorry. You caught us on a bad day.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm going on Mioli Bobs.
Yeah.
So, really tired.
Yeah.
And we're recording on, it's a Wednesday and we recorded last on Friday. So we've barely had a minute
tired,
to breathe.
And I'm bleeding.
And Ricky is bleeding.
Yeah.
I've got a black eye. No, I'm joking. just trying, whatever substory is going to hit.
Oh, God.
I'm really excited for my holiday.
Nice.
Why are you saying it like a lad?
Nice. How long are you going for? 3-4 days?
3 days.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah. I'm just excited to, you know me, I love an alfresco dining.
Mm.
Like, excited to dine outside. It's 30 degrees.
Is it?
The whole weekend.
Oh my God.
So,
gosh.
If I'm honest, I actually got into a bit of a panic about that because I realized 30 degrees to me is like bikini top and shorts.
Mm.
But I can't do that in Nice. I can't go to restaurants in Nice. It's not
oh,
like
yeah.
beach town.
So I need
a lot
clothes.
Of like flowy dresses.
And I hate flowy dresses. This is why I've got into a panic. Because I'm like,
I saw some dresses that I think we should buy.
We should buy.
Because it's
Bill and Ben.
It's the same. Yeah. It's the same design, but one's like a midi one and one's a short one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, probably well, no, you like your arms, your back, your breasts, and your legs out. And I just like a bit of cleavage. It's so true.
I thought you were going to stop. You kept going. It's true. Yeah. I like all of them.
So I like everything out.
It's funny because when I wear a short dress, like I have a short dress that's kind of like racer and high neck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fucking, all covered. Like, I'm like, at least give me a boob or a back. Like, you can't have all of the top covered. I like to dress skin out. I always have. Always have. I don't know what it is.
No, it's nice. It's the style suits you.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah, so we should get the matching dress.
Yeah, let's get it. I'll send you You'll send me the link.
I saw it. I thought, that's exactly what I like, and that's what fun I like.
Do you know what?
In a dress.
We should do that and do a photo shoot. I feel like it makes a lot of sense. Is that Nikki?
That is so Nikki and unnecessary.
We need Destiny's Child. We need pictures like, for the pod.
Yeah, but we don't have to match.
Yeah, but that, cute. It's cute, exactly. It matches us. We're silly and cute.
You can put your hand on my shoulder and lean your head to the side.
God forbid, please. With how low you are, I'd have to be at a right angle. You want me to bend all the way over?
No, the woman today, I was like, oh, wow, it's really sweet, but you're also mugging me off.
Really funny.
It's when she said, try the other pole after, and I thought, all right,
I'm fine.
I'm right with this pole.
She probably felt really bad. Maybe she thought you were a child.
Maybe.
So she was like, look, she needs looking after.
I don't think she, because I don't think she even, it was her daughter who was mainly speaking. I don't think she could really speak English. Aww, but yeah, like, she was really trying to help me out.
Bless. I'm really madly in love with my nails.
They're really cute.
I keep looking at my hand. Like, even on the bus? On the train. I was like, and people were definitely like, rah, she just get proposed to. Yeah. Why is she flinging at her wrist like that?
I know that feeling though, like,
it looks so cute.
You got your feet done as well?
Nah.
Oh. So nice.
My feet are already done.
Oh, you're
already
done.
I've done my feet last week.
Yeah. Feels fresh.
Yeah, but I was tempted to just do it again because I was like, I want to feel brand new, but yeah, that's silly. Got everything done actually. Got my lashes done.
Oh,
got
yeah.
Got my eyebrows done. I don't actually like my lashes, but we'll talk about that another day.
Okay.
Got my eyebrows done. Gonna do my hair. Everything is gonna be fresh.
Ready. I want to go on holiday, but I really want to go by myself.
All right.
No, I need it.
It's a bit rude.
I'm joking.
I'm joking. I would love to go on holiday. You know what? Because I'd love to go on holiday with you.
I don't want to go on holiday with you.
See, you are rude.
By myself. No,
I'm saying. You know what's really funny? Basically, I know how you do your solo trips.
Yeah.
And the vibe of that, I'm like, I want it. Okay. I want it too. I want to come.
You can come, just don't talk to me.
That's fine. I don't mind not talking to you. Just someone to have dinner with.
Okay.
I want to read my book on the beach by myself.
Yeah.
And then at dinner time, we can have a chin wag, yeah, a glass of wine.
I'm not gonna lie, dinner time is probably the most, like, I'm really comfortable with myself. I don't actually really care. But if anything's uncomfortable, it's probably the late night dinners.
Dinners are the worst.
Yeah, because every time I go, I'm like, oh, table for one.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, and I'm literally amongst like, because everybody, they're on holiday. Couples, so everybody's a couples and families.
Yeah.
And I'm literally sitting there just staring in space.
Yeah. It is the least favourite part. Because in the daytime, lunch by yourself in the sunshine is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dinner's always
it's the dinner. And I'm like, what to do?
I usually have like a late lunch and then I'll get snacks and like maybe go back to the hotel. But or my Airbnb. But then you lose half of the day.
Yeah.
You want to be out. See, you need me.
Have you seen Rihanna's baby yet?
No,
not even the feet.
She even had a baby.
Oh.
Not even the feet or the fingers. Wow. Damn, I really forgot she had a baby.
Yeah.
I even bought a Fenty product earlier. Didn't even come to mind.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
That's good.
About to be living my best glowy life. I was a bit offended. My sister was like, oh, she's going to meet her friend. Oh, she's going to her friend's house to do like makeup tips and stuff, and she's bought loads of new products. And I was like, why didn't you ask me?
Yeah.
She was like, the way you do your makeup is just like, you know, the young girls, like, you know, the like Phoebe. I was like,
Say you cake.
She literally said, you look like a filter and I don't like that. She said, hers is more like blends into the skin. I said, you need to stop talking because this is really rude.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I've got my Fenty now, so I will be blending into my skin.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, it will be blended.
Oh my gosh, guys. I went to Boots the other day. I went to Estée Lauder. Estée Lauder?
Lauder.
And I was like the lady. I was like, oh, I think I was shade like sandalwood. It's like, you weren't sandalwood. That's for the Nigerian girls. And I really thought I misheard her. So later on, I was like, sorry, what shade did you say her for who? And then she was like, sandalwood to oak is for the mixed race girls. Then she was like, for the Asian girls, you've got this to this. And she's like, and for the black girls, you've got. And I was like,
crazy.
I couldn't believe it.
Why did she need to break it down like
for
that?
For Nigerian girls. I thought, huh, sorry? What'd you
and
say?
The thing is, it's not racist, but it is. You know what I mean?
It's racist, it's like, yeah.
Incredibly racist, but a weird type of
Why
racist.
Why can't I be the same color as an Asian girl or a black girl?
And the Nigerian specifically is very violent. You know what
Nigerian
I mean?
Nigerian girls.
That's how they get away with it. Because she'll be like, what do you mean? What does that say? Yeah. It is black girls that use it.
I looked at her name badge. Her name was Jane.
Jane, you stupid.
Because I was just thinking, I think I'm going to report. Do you know what's so funny? I actually reported another. Maybe I should stop shopping there. Because I actually reported someone before. They were so rude.
Which one was it?
What?
Which,
Branch.
Yeah.
Bexley Heath.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, there we go. Jane. But the other one was in Brentwood? No, Brentwood. No, no, no.
Yeah,
Brent Cross.
Equally as...
Yeah.
Brent Cross, not as much.
I love Brent Cross Shopping Centre.
You've got the decorum of a reversing dump truck with no wheels. Jane.
Oh, so sorry. That really threw me off.
Like, you don't know the... Come down with me. How can you not know this? It's famous, Ricky. It's so funny. He's
sorry.
The come down
with the one that didn't
like,
win.
You've won.
Yes. Sorry, yeah.
He's like, sad with your sad little life.
Yeah. So what do you think of the woman who... I don't know if I'm a bit late with this. No, you mentioned it today.
Ooh.
And she was grilling the guy for not buying all her children McDonald's.
Oh.
That man's out of order.
Yeah. It brings me to tears to have this conversation, especially on a podcast.
Well, this episode is a bit shoddy anyway.
It really breaks my heart that we're about to talk about this on our podcast.
Go on, quick one-liner.
Quick one-liner. He's a waste man.
Get all the content.
Guys, so sorry. I promise you, this will never happen again.
Then we're going to bounce back.
But yeah. Do you know what? It's nowhere near as bad as we think. We always do this.
Yeah.
But anyway, my main issue with it, yeah. Oh, God. My main issue with it is, why are people so... What happened to being nice, good people? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's debating about why this man is well within his rights to be mean. It's a mean thing.
Okay,
To not buy children food.
Food.
Do you know what I mean?
And it's McDonald's as well.
Yeah.
If it was like, I don't know, school fees or maybe even birthday presents or something.
Yeah.
Like, fair enough.
Internet arguments are so annoying because everyone gets into this like unqualified lawyer principal bag.
Yeah,
those are not his children. I saw people doing hypotheses of how much he earns. It's $10 for a Happy Meal in America. And if he's got one child and let's say he brings the child to $10 McDonald's once a week, that's $520 a year. If he does that for three other children,
people are so frustrated.
I was like, yeah. You people are mad.
Do you know what? He should literally maybe have the McDonald's with his child in the car.
No, but even that, what you mean if it is a matter of...
Yeah, if it's a matter of he can't afford it and like, I don't know, the child really likes McDonald's or something.
Just take your child out.
Yeah.
Take your child out and have the McDonald's with your child.
Yeah.
My main frustration with all of it is like, everyone is so hell-bent on disproving that he has to be nice.
Mm.
And it's like, wait, where's the humanity? Why do we act like humanity isn't a really important consideration anymore? Be a nice man.
Be a nice person.
It's just not that deep.
Yeah.
Be a nice person.
Yeah.
That's also very important. Ugh. I've seen those debates yesterday. It was stressing me out. I was like, everyone's so wicked and like actually trying their very hardest to prove that, and they are within their rights to be wicked. Crazy stuff.
It's crazy that she's recording them though.
The recording part, you know, not my style, obviously. But yeah. When you've, who knows the context?
Deadbeat baby daddy.
Who knows the context of why she's so frustrated? Like, I actually get the whole, like, when somebody presents to the world as perfect, yeah. And you're like, he's evil.
He's evil.
But he's evil.
Justice must be served.
We could actually do a whole episode on that, to be honest.
What?
Like, dealing with the frustration of the streets thinking that someone is nice, but they've done you so dirty.
Mm.
And you just have to swallow it.
I've had that. It
happens all the time.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
It's one of the most stressful things I think that I have ever experienced. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the need for vindication to feel like, so other people see it too. It's not just me.
Mm.
But man, that feeling is awful. Where it's like, you've hurt me. I cry at night. Because of you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you're heartbroken,
maybe.
And you're there out in the world, smiling away.
Yeah.
And it's like, how dare you laugh?
What a ray of sunshine. He's so nice. She's so lovely. And it's a witch. It's a real life witch and wizard. Stress.
Yeah. We actually could do a whole episode on that one.
Yeah. And I could record him shouting about McDonald's too. I could.
She says, like, yes. I'm not the only one.
When what?
You know, you're like, yes, I'm not the only one.
And the thing is, of course you're not. Once somebody's evil, I mean, there's always going to be at least 10 other people they've been evil to.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to find them. Start a hashtag. And then... That's my new thing. When I've gone through a madness with someone, I start a hashtag. Hashtag surviving. Surviving X. Surviving whoever. Surviving whatever the name is.
People, man.
I hope there's no surviving follow. Anywhere circulating.
Producing a doc as we speak.
Imagine. I'd be flattered.
No,
you know what? I would be flattered, yeah, because I would create a counter documentary and then bring all of the people that really know me on to vouch for me. I'm trying so much shit right now.
Yeah.
It's just words for the sake of words. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, J, K.
You know, I can do the alphabet backwards.
Rookie, we need to stop that.
Said by X, N, W, V, U, T, S, N, R, Q, P, O, N, M, N, L, K, G, I, G, F, U, D, and C, B, A.
I can't breathe. My stomach hurts. I think we should say goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.